From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Columbia Mayor Brian Tree says transparency will be a key consideration in the hiring of the city's new police chief and city manager. The mayor also wants the city to gain a full understanding of vehicle traffic stop data. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
On KBIA's intersection program, Tree said he does not agree with Boone County Sheriff Dwayne Carey's suggestion that the city and county police forces should merge. And he says Carey's previous public comments dismissing racial profiling in traffic stop data crossed a line.
We all want our community to feel safe, but we also want the fair administration of justice. And that is exactly where this data comes from. If you want to change, I'm a firm believer that if you want to change what is going on, you first have to measure it. And the measurements that we are seeing suggest that there is an unfair administration of that justice.
The city is embarking on a search for the two key positions following the resignations of Columbia's previous city manager and police chief at the end of last year. Community input meetings are planned for this Wednesday and Thursday. Tree says he expects the final decision on the hires will come from the mayor and city council by May or June. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
You can hear the full conversation with Columbia Mayor Brian Tree on KBIA's intersection program tonight and at KBIA.org. A rule change in the Missouri House could allow hearings on alleged misconduct by lawmakers to be closed to the public. Supporters say the rule change adopted this past week is intended to shield the identities of victims and witnesses in sexual assault and harassment complaints. The change also could effectively shield the accused lawmakers from publicity, at least until a substantiated claim is detailed in a final report. Some lawmakers have expressed concern about the potential for secret proceedings, but the change was overwhelmingly approved by the House. Records provided to the Associated Press show the House received 5 sexual misconduct or harassment complaints in 2018. 2 were referred to an outside attorney, which means they likely involved a lawmaker or the chief clerk. The proposed merger of St. Louis City and County has one municipality considering a drastic measure, merging into an adjacent county. St. Louis Public Radio reports that Chesterfield City Council members this week voted to direct staff to look into the steps necessary to merge into neighboring St. Charles County. Staff members were also directed to look into steps necessary to form a new independent county for Chesterfield, a well-to-do suburb in far western St. Louis County. A nonprofit group called Better Together on Monday revealed its plan, which hopes to put it to a statewide vote in November of 2020. St. Louis City and County were separated by a vote in August of 1876. Several previous reunification efforts have failed. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News Columbia.